Tánaiste, we all remember the shocking images of the bogside in Meanbog in Donegal from November 2020. The sight of trees slipping down the hill while standing was truly shocking. Now, 2.5 years later, there is no word of the investigation into the cause of the slide, as if we didn't know what it was. Meanbog is the site of a significant wind farm development, a development that appears to be progressing regardless of the investigation. People knew that the site wasn't suitable even for trees, never mind wind farm development. As usual, the planning process is skewed against local people and there are often genuine concerns. I ask about this because it is very relevant to current wind farm applications in the Gibara area of West Donegal. You will probably reply that it's up to Donegal County Council or Bord Pleanála to decide that and not you or the government. But I believe that many people in Donegal and around the country believe that the government has to take a view on this issue. We have also seen the government, that's you, dragging your heels on publishing the wind energy guidelines. A draft was published in 2019 and not a word since. A process that started in 2013, 10 years ago now. Again, this is about protecting concerned local people, so there is no urgency on it. Where the wind farm developments are taking place in the Gibara is covered in blanket bog, which apart from anything else, scientists believe that it is the best possible carbon sink. But the risk of further bog slides cannot be underestimated. And like in Meanbog, the Gibara estuary is a significant salmon river and the risk of ecological damage are immense. We have seen many bog slides over the last few years around the country, not all associated with wind farm developments, but it shows the risk is real. Given that we still don't know the outcome of the damage to the River Finn and its tributaries, do you believe that Bord Pleanála should adjudicate on any applications that may come from similar landscape areas in the county or indeed in the country? Will you or the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications take an interest and protect the sensitive environment of the Gibara by ensuring that you have an interest in the applications in the area and not leave it to the inadequately prepared in Bord Pleanála, at the very least at the present time? Those are our questions. Thank you.
Planning applications.
There's not under, there's a whole raft of planning applications. It's not individuals, and it's about the bank of bog.
First of all, I can't talk on the specifics of any particular planning application. But obviously, when an event like that happened in Gibara happened, it does merit examination. Now, you're saying the investigation is underway, but it hasn't concluded. But it's underway still, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, but I know, but I'm not doing the investigation. And nor can I interfere, nor should government interfere in any investigation of that kind that is happening. It should be without fear or favour, that particular investigation into that bog site, because it is important. I acknowledge that. Wind energy and renewables are key to the country's future. And both onshore and offshore, there will be a stronger emphasis on offshore over the next decade. But there will still be a significant degree of onshore wind that will come on stream. In terms of Bord Pleanála, there's quite a number of planning applications in with Bord Pleanála. Now, I don't accept your basic premise that, and I'm not quite clear if this is what you were saying, but you seem to be implying very strongly that government should intervene in this planning application, or that government should intervene in planning applications now and then, on particular issues. But where would that leave our planning system if that was to happen? First of all, from a legal framework, that position. Can't be done at the moment. Government can't intervene at the moment in a planning decision or planning application or adjudicate on it over the heads of the county council or over the heads of the on Bord Pleanála. And that's what you're suggesting to me. I don't think government can do that. I think you know that too. Now, it may well play it well to a particular audience to say, well, I call on government to interfere here and to stop the planning. I've heard that before on different issues. And those who advocate that know damn well that the government can't interfere in the planning application or the specifics of a planning case. So I will ask the minister to just check what the time frame is in respect to the conclusion of the investigation, because one would presume that the conclusion of the investigation would inform any future planning policy in the area. And the county council has to take cognizance of any issues in the area, and should, in respect of any zoning of the area for renewables, or any future proposals. I mean, that's normally what would happen in a given area if something untoward happened in respect of a slide or a collapse or whatever? Is the topography, is the terrain, is the geology suitable for a particular development? But that is fundamentally a matter for the local authority and the established state agencies to arbitrate on.
Thanks. I understand exactly what you're saying in relation to individual planning applications, but we're looking at here applications on landscape, very sensitive landscape areas, where one has happened in November 2020, and we yet still to this day have not received any report as to what happened, despite a number of state agencies being involved in it, and a cross-border issue. We have not seen a report that it would have an impact on other applications right across the board, and we could see the possibility of actually a repeat performance again. We've seen a number of instances across the country, not all related to wind farm developments, but of bog sites that have taken place in Galway and Leitrim and Donegal. So this is a national issue. This is an issue that the government should be aware of and should be informed about, and the government should be taking action in relation to it. And you say that the government doesn't have a responsibility in relation to planning and stuff like that there, but yet the government has a responsibility in providing guidelines for wind farms and has sat on it for 10 years and not provided those guidelines. And this is a very serious incident now that could be repeated in the future, and the government is sitting and not making sure that these reports come forward and actually have an impact on making sure that developments could be actually safe, and safe for the environment, but safe for the communities that they're voiced on as well, too. I think that's vitally important.
Again, I'd try to check with the relevant ministers as to where the investigation is, but very often, the opposite to the story can happen as well. You would be the very first, through the chair, the deputy would be the very first to stand up here. If the government had got involved in the investigation, and the government then of the day would be accused of cover-up, of influencing the investigation to get the right result, which has now facilitated further planning permissions. That's exactly what would happen. If the government got in and said, we want, and started speaking to the various independent investigators to say, hurry up there, sort this out quickly, we need to get a clear landscape in terms of what's to happen here, people would start accusing government of interfering in an impartial investigation. That should be without fear of favour. In other words, it should just find out what happened here. And I take your point, I think you've made a fair point in terms of the timeliness of the investigation. I accept that point. But we are at the mercy always, the entire House is, of any kind of investigation that's external, that's conducted by an agency or a group of agencies in matters such as this. Once the investigation starts, I don't believe government can get involved or get interfere in terms of the investigation itself. But I'll come back to you on the timelines in relation to it.